Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Let me tell you something. It's our Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest on WISS and WGBW. This is your chance to win a Wisconsin Dells prize pack, Milwaukee Brewers club-level seats, and be a finalist for grand prizes that include a lake house getaway, a trip to Door County, or an escape to Lake Geneva.
Awesome. So this is how it works. You download a keyword, and this hour's keyword is trip. Not like the trip, Belgian trip thing. Mm-hmm. It's T-R-I-P, trip. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and use the text button to text in the keyword trip, T-R-I-P, for your chance to win. It's a statewide contest. So pretty easy to do, right? Go to the app. Download it, or if you have it already, just go to the text button and text in T-R-I-P.
Again, the keyword is trip, T-R-I-P. Find your station on the Civic Media app and use the text button to send right now. You have until the end of this hour. Good luck.
So how does this work?
Well, you just explained how it works.
No, I don't get it.
So basically,
I don't get it.
It's simple. It's a keyword contest. Right? This hour, it's trip. So across the state, our stations are giving this keyword out.
Right.
Everybody who texts in, and there's a lot coming in right now, they are all qualified to win the Wisconsin Dells trips, the
Milwaukee Brewers Club level. Those
are
awesome.
And then somebody's going to win one of two grand prizes.
So, okay. But, like, how do you win? Like, do they draw it, or do you... Is it a week long, or is it a month long?
We're doing
it
for 2 weeks.
Okay, 2 weeks.
Yep.
Those are good questions, John. Don't look at me like that.
Next chance to play coming up in the 9 o'clock hour here on WISS and WGBW with Earl Ingram.
All right.
Cool.
Got text here. Me, as far as who's heard of pizza crust, cauliflower pizza crust. Me, not sure what brand, but there's a very good cauliflower crust pizza. They sell at Woodman's. It is delicious, and you cannot tell the difference.
Huh. Wow. Okay, I haven't been to Woodman's. I think, I don't know. There's another store that has them. I don't know if it's Costco.
Okay, so this weekend when you were making those pieces, did you make some with cauliflower crust and some with regular?
No.
Just all of them with cauliflower?
Good. No.
Oh, all of them with regular.
Regular.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah. So let's say we could do a taste test if you had one or two.
Well, I can do the cauliflower. I'll do that.
All right. Thanks.
We could, but that cauliflower, it's different. That guy that said it, you can't tell the difference. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Do we have Dixie on?
She is.
All right, Dixie.
Dixie Kennard, good morning.
Good morning.
Haven't talked to you in a long time.
I know. It's been a while.
I know. You guys miss me out there at Vandervest?
We do. We miss you.
All right.
Stop in and see us.
I will.
Well, you have so many events out there. I mean, it's weddings and just, yeah. You've really done a good job with that whole... I don't know, just
complex.
Everything, right? Yeah. It just is.
Thank you.
And you got such
Thank you. Yes, it's very busy on the weekends for sure.
Yeah, and it's you got a lot of family members there. It's just you can walk in there and you know you're going to be taken care of. I like your store a lot. My wife won't let me get a motorcycle. I did your ribbon cutting out there, and he was like, "This is perfect for you." But I don't know. I kept my wife. But I don't know. I look back at that. I think, did I do the right thing?
The coolest T-shirt that I own was given to me by Dixie.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. The Kid Rock Rebel Cause. Remember that one?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you have any more of those?
You have awesome clothing over there.
No.
So I kind of outgrew that one.
You do have a lot of T-shirts. Yes.
You do.
All right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So big event coming up.
Gotta stop on Vandervest. But what we're talking about is, go ahead, Jim.
No, this is a big weekend, and this has been going on for I don't know how many years, but that Cruise for Cancer.
21.
It's 21.
Wow. That's fantastic.
It's 21 this year, yep. Mm-hmm.
Wow. And that starts and ends at your place?
Yes. So it's the Jerry Perrins Cruise for Cancer. It's happening this Sunday. Registration is in the morning from 9 to 11. People can come in, still get registered the day of the ride. And then the big thing that I really want to get the word out today is everyone is welcome. Even if you're not a rider, you're welcome to come to the tailgate party and take part in the fun. We have so many raffle baskets. We've got live auction, silent auction, food trucks, music. It's going to be a great time, and everyone is welcome to come out. There's no admission fee.
Very nice.
Awesome. So tell me when that event is. When does that start? Like, if people want to just come out with the family or boyfriend, girlfriend?
Yeah, so that's... Yeah, so the ride will get back around 12:30. So in that, like, 12:30, 1 o'clock, the tailgate party will kick off, and it goes until about 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's great. And to donate to, I mean, we've talked about this on our show.
Well, have you been there for some of the auctions, Jim?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, you guys have always had some phenomenal stuff there.
Right, that's what I'm saying, to go out there and
you just take part in that part.
Really good stuff.
Yeah.
But it also is going to such a great cause, you know? I mean, we all know someone that's, you know, been in touch with cancer. So,
can you tell us about some of the things you guys have for the auction or that, Dixie?
I am going to start working on it today. Okay. And things keep trickling in all week. We have Packer tickets. I know that for sure on the live auction. I have a Crown Royal whiskey barrel. And I always have just lots of Packer stuff. I actually have a guy coming today to kind of show me what he has.
Awesome.
My hookup for that stuff. So working on it this week. The other really cool thing is we have, like you mentioned, cancer affects everyone. We have 6 local people that we're going to honor that day. Just make them feel really special, feel the love of the community and everybody coming out to support them. And we put them in cars that Bergstrom is letting us use for the day. And they ride along in the ride, and then we honor them with some gifts.
Well, that's awesome.
So three of those people are kids this year. So it's just, you know, it's crazy how cancer is affecting our community. And so we all just want to get together and show our support.
Beautiful.
Boy, that's tough to see those kids, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, that's the worst part. But you guys do such a great job. You said not giving them sympathy, but just honoring them.
Yeah, you exactly. Know? Exactly. Yes. Showing them that we're all there for them and supporting them in their cancer journey.
And knowing what they go through, how they battle and they fight and whatever, and just to show, you know, we're paying homage to you for as tough as you are. Got a nice text here. Jerry Parents Cruise for Cancer is a fabulous event for the whole family.
It is. Yeah.
Yes, it is. And for sure. And yeah, Jerry will be there. Jerry actually goes to the Bellin Cancer Center every day, and so he sits with people while they're getting their treatments, and his mission is just to put a smile on faces, you know, while he's there. So
that's awesome.
That's what we want to do on Sunday.
One of the all-time best, that guy is.
Yes, he is.
No question.
That's great. 21 years going strong. I mean, I don't know how much money you've raised over the years, but I know that's been a very successful event.
Yeah, so we have raised over $2.5 million over the course of the ride. Wow. Just this year, last week, we donated last year's money, the money that was raised in 2023, and we donated $174,000 to 9 501c3 organizations.
You know what I like about it? It's local, Dixie.
Right. Exactly.
This started, I remember when this started, and literally it was to raise money to give to local patients for, like, gas cards. I mean, just, you know, I mean, no disrespect to the major corporations, but you weren't sending the check to the National Cancer Society in New York or something. You knew knew the individual people that was that were benefiting from this. I think that's a big difference.
Yes, and no one takes a salary. It's all volunteer. So all the money that we take in on Sunday is going to go to the cause. There's really literally no cost. Everything's donated and everybody volunteers their time.
Awesome. Fantastic.
Are you going to be, you have any of your cool t-shirts in?
I mean, I'm a couple
extra. We have special shirts that we make up every year for the ride. This year, they're kind of a red, white, and blue theme. And they're really, really cool. So
nice.
Come out and get a t-shirt. And
very cool. Yeah. Who have you got as your MC and stuff this year?
Our MC is Greg Roberts, is our hog chapter director.
Okay.
And he actually is one of our honorees as well.
Oh, wow.
He's a teacher at Ashwaubenon High School, and he had throat cancer 10 years ago, and it came back. So he just finished up his treatments, and he's an amazing speaker. So we always have him on the microphone talking for the day. So
fantastic.
He'll be there.
Glad to hear it. Glad to hear
it. Good for him. I'm glad he's...
Well, listen, give Jerry all of our best, would you please?
Thank you. I will. I will. Thank you for having me on and helping spread the word.
Yeah, appreciate it. I just want one more time, though, on the date, the time, and there's no cost to this. So you can still register.
Yes.
So it's
correct. Well, so Sunday, June 9th, this Sunday, the motorcycle ride, there is a cost to participate in the ride for the riders. And so that's from 9 to 11. Come in and get registered to take the ride. And then the tailgate party, if you're not a rider or you're not able to make it on the ride, join us in the afternoon from 1 to 4. No cost to come for the tailgate party.
Right. And which is great. There's entertainment. There's, like I said, raffles.
That's a fun party.
It's a great party.
That is a great party. And just, yeah, you can't pick a better cause. So thanks for doing this.
And the weather looks like it's going to be great. I think it's showing low 70s.
Perfect.
So that'll be a perfect, perfect day.
Absolutely perfect. Well, great.
Okay. Sounds good, Dixie. We'll see you on Sunday.
Awesome.
Thanks, Dixie.
Thank you, guys.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Dixie Kennard, Cruise for Cancer at Vandervest, Harley-Davidson in Green Bay, which is one of the cool entities of a business, I think, in Brown County.
Yeah.
With the way that thing was built right in the river there with the big log cabins, and it's just spectacular.
They
and good people.
Out. And it's so easy to get to.
Yep. Just, right off of Velp.
Yeah, and those are great. Those are great people, and that is a family-owned business. I don't know if it's still all, but I just know when we did the ribbon cutting, I was surprised how much relation they had there. And I think that's very cool.
No, I've did that numerous times and enjoyed it every year. Yeah. So very cool thing. And again, the part I like about it is that it goes to local people who benefit from it. Yeah. I mean, again, no disrespect to some of those national organizations, but when you see that, like the CEO's making like $1.6 million and whatever. Right. And who is that guy?
But there's a lot of research money goes into that. And we need that too. But they do, you're right. Some of those salaries, well, Red Cross, remember that one?
But another thing is, though, too, I remember I used to work for do things for these. It used to be called the 65 Roses organization. It was for cystic fibrosis.
Oh.
I don't even know if it's still around anymore. But I remember at one of the things, and they said, like, their CEO, was a retired millionaire and wouldn't take a dime. I think that's cool when you have people that, have already made it, they've got the money and they're in charge of it. I think that's pretty cool.
Right.
Don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I do, because they're talented and that's giving back big time.
Absolutely. Quick poll, pineapple on pizza, no. 65%, yes, 35%. Jim,
I'm not surprised by
cauliflower crust. I like it. Heard of it? Yes, 60%, no, 40%. Have you had it? No, 70%. Yes, 30%.
Okay, well, that is what I thought. That's why I wanted to get my little question in.
It just doesn't sound good. Like, if you're at a place, it's like, I'm going to just drop $20 or $25 for pizza. I don't want to experiment. I don't want to say, let's try the cauliflower.
Yeah, I can see that.
If they had little samples, you could try it beforehand. But things are expensive.
But
did you see the biggest crime wave sweeping California right now? Smash and grabs in like convenience stores for cigarettes. Did you know that cigarettes are up to almost $15 a carton?
No.
Yeah, a pack. In California, like $15 a pack. So that's a big smack. Some stores are having to close because people are driving their stolen cars into the shops, stealing everything. We're going to send a quick break. Back right after this.
And then selling them for $13.
Yeah. I can't tell you who to sock it to. What's your theme today, Todd?
I would say there's really no theme.
Okay.
I'm going through the library trying to pick stuff that I want to hear.
All right,
so. Understood. But we were talking earlier about the Glam Bands concert yesterday, and it's amazing. I mean, that was their third day in a row.
I know.
Buddy of mine had seen them the night before, I forget where, Shawano, Sundrop Days. Okay. Go there the next day, beautiful morning. And there they are, in tank tops and shorts, setting up, doing whatever, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
They perform for 4 hours.
Pretty nonstop, too.
And pretty much nonstop for 4 hours.
Yeah.
They're incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, they're incredible. Then that young band, as I mentioned, Decades. Mm-hmm. I mean, to see these 14-year-old kids doing Jimi Hendrix, things like that. It's just cool. That is fun. That's a fun event when they're performing.
I wonder when a kid that age plays that music, if he studies the artist.
Oh, I'm sure they
do.
Well, what they do is they look them all up on YouTube now.
Right.
So they get their mannerisms. They get the whole thing. Yeah. No, they got they get it all down. It's cool. Young entertainers like that are really fun to watch and see them develop over time and everything. It's very cool.
Feature somebody on Friday, so that'd be cool too.
Yeah.
I I know it's only Monday, but think about this weekend. It's 5 days away, but the Bellin is on Saturday. That kind of kicks off Friday night. You know, at Astor Park,
absolutely,
with that speaker, and they kind of have a little bit of a festivity there at Astor, and then Bellin's all day Sunday, and then Saturday, and then Sunday we got this thing at Vanderbilt. So this is going to be fun.
A lot of stuff going on. It's all right. It's a great time of year for things like that.
It is.
Really great time of year.
Months,
so you're going to help me find that boat that I'm going to take up to the UP or not? Because then we could use it at our pond when we have our off-the-grid community.
Okay, yeah. Fiberglass, that's a good idea.
Yes, because it's lighter.
Yeah. No, that's...
So I want that. I don't want to try to fish in a kayak. I would go over.
So did
I guarantee I would flip.
That $1,500 was a trailer there?
Yeah.
Well, okay. But you didn't even have a trailer hitch.
Get a trailer hitch put on in 2 minutes.
Yeah. I don't know.
What?
Yeah, you want a reliable vehicle, though, to tow.
Got my vehicle?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, let's think about it.
Okay. So I want to work on that.
Yeah. And what are you going to use it, Seth? They say about a boat, the happiest day.
No, I'm going to use it because
there's a day you buy it and the day you sell it.
No, not with this one. There won't be.
Mm-hmm.
Happiest day will be the day I buy it. Second happiest day will be the day I just clean up on some beautiful fish, brook trout. Yeah, in this pond up there.
Can you back it in?
I'm not going to say that. Not going to say where it is. Not going to say anything. Do I back? Could I? I can do that.
That's, you got to do reverse. Turns that backing a boat in is a little, well, once you get it.
Okay. I've never done it, but I think
there's
I would
be people in line, I'd be beeping their horn and say, come on, Mino, get that boat in the water. And you're gonna be like a jackknife in it. And I would practice backing the boat in before you go and take it to your brother.
Yeah, I'm gonna practice a lot.
All right, that's good. All right. 1500.
It's actually fishing and boating week this week, by
is
the
it
way.
Really?
So
really?
It'd be a perfect week to get a boat.
Oh, it's all also right. Cider day. All right. It's remember there's a thing going about apple
cider vinegar.
Yeah, that would really lose weight.
Yeah. Okay, let's get some.
All right, it's bicycle day.
Really?
Yes.
And it was just ride to work.
I know. You're missing out on all this stuff, Jim.
I am. I gotta get my bike tuned up.
It's National Egg Day. All right. I eat more eggs than anybody. But they say it's not bad for anymore. Eggs don't really have cholesterol anymore.
John.
They don't. They did something with the chickens. They did. I read about this. They inoculated them so that you don't have nearly as much cholesterol as it used to be.
Okay, I haven't heard that, but all right.
Yeah.
Hey, you go ahead and eat your eggs.
Okay.
But you have to get those, what are they called? Free range eggs?
Yeah, that's what I do.
They don't have them at the dollar store, I'll tell you that.
Mm.
Okay.
Leave the office early day. Okay. All right. Fishing and boating week, as we mentioned. Birthdays today, Anderson Cooper is 57. Jill Biden, the first lady, is 73. Got the White Sox at the Brewers again tonight in WISS, 6:35. Brewers have been playing some tremendous baseball. Did you see that play that Yelich made, that throw from left field? My God, they said it was, they had a gun, it was 85 miles an hour. Now, it's one thing to throw 85 miles an hour from 60 feet away. It's another thing to throw that from 200 feet away.
Right.
That's amazing what he did. But this is really cool. Brewers are one of the real understated stories in all of Major League Baseball so far. The way they're playing after losing, you know, their best relief pitcher, after losing their manager, after losing this guy,
awesome, and
that guy. It's really amazing what they're doing. Very impressive. Nice to see. So anyway, but we'll have that that game coming up for you on WISS.
We got to go to a game.
I
didn't go last year.
I didn't either.
It's
been about 2 years for me since I went to a game.
And that stadium. I love that stadium.
Absolutely.
Talk about maintaining. Nobody maintained a stadium better than the Green Bay Packers, but I mean, they've done a good
job. Well, I will say this, though. One of the greatest things ever done was, hate to say it, but getting rid of County Stadium.
Right.
That was such a dump.
Absolutely.
And we can sit here and we can say, oh, the memories, Hank Aaron and blah, blah, blah. Let me tell you something.
Get a picture.
Let me tell you something. When you still have a big trough to pee in.
I know.
And you went to those locker rooms. They were so tiny. It was mind-boggling. I remember during the exhibition football season, when you have like 100 guys in camp, guys were going three to a locker. Three big NFL players in one locker because there was no room.
I mean,
you couldn't move in there. It was beyond belief hot. It was not good. In fact, I remember I read this book on Jim Abbott. Do you remember Jim Abbott? Born with one hand. Won a gold medal for the United States Olympic team in pitching. Drafted high by, I think, Anaheim. I forget who it was. Spent his first few years.
Really?
Then he pitched a perfect game. Okay. But anyway, he was in high school in Flint when I was there. But I covered his games. But anyway, what I'm saying is he was just in the book. It's called Imperfect. It's a great, great book. But he talks about when he went from the Yankees and the White Sox and Anaheim to the Brewers. And it was when the Brewers were terrible. And he's like, wow, what a bad place. That stadium, just what a bad place.
And today, that's changed so much. But even with recruiting.
Absolutely. You got to look at the free agency and everything. Oh, yeah. No question.
I mean, that party I went to yesterday, there was a guy from, you sit down with somebody and we had quite a bit in common. I mean, he was from Chicago he really knew a lot about their new stadium.
Yeah.
That's going to be interesting to see what they pull off down there.
I agree.
If they pull it
off.
But
it hasn't been that long since they built the other one. I can't believe that.
No, but that was it. The ceilings were low and
it's bizarre.
Yeah, no.
Got a text here. No, John. Eggs still have cholesterol, but it's not the bad cholesterol. And that there's good cholesterol and there's bad cholesterol. One is HDL and the other one is something else. And I've studied this. So eggs don't have nearly as much cholesterol as they used to think.
For the bad.
Yeah. And what was the rest of it, Todd? You got rid of it too quick for me. He said something else.
I also wanted to say that it is Senator Dixie Normus Day, famous for the effort behind Men's Health Day.
There you go. There you go.
Who did that?
It's a famous guy. Famous
Senator
doctor.
Senator Dixie Normus.
He's a politician, too. Yeah.
Do you guys get that?
No. Yes, I do now.
I don't.
It shall not be repeated. Thank you, Senator.
Salute.
Salute. All right, we got to take a quick break.
John.
Todd! Todd's the one.
No.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I fell for that. Back after this.
Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS. And, of course, the Civic Media app. Beautiful out there. Green Bay, 60 degrees. Appleton, 64. Oshkosh, 60. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. No longer reason to wait to replace your windows and doors, because if you order today, you can get zero interest for up to 48 months. You got to get on it. Check it out. What they can do virtually, whether your home is newer, classic, mid-century, modern, or something truly historic. Pella's design lets you virtually see what your home would look like before their new windows and patio doors, before you buy vinyl, wood, fiberglass, it doesn't matter. Get a hold of them. Free consultation. Set it up today. PellaWI.com.
Yeah. We'll talk about that at another time because we have a special guest in here, but that free consultation to look at what works best in your home. And I know you have Pella windows in your place. We talked about that. So our guest today is, he was on here before and he's got some new things coming up. We're delighted that John Thesis.
Josh.
I meant Josh. I was looking at John, so he got my way.
And is it Tice, John? Josh Tice?
Tice, you got Tice. It.
Yep. There we go.
Oh, boy, was I close.
Josh Theseus is joining us.
Well, I tell you, I do know his organization quite well, Options for Independent Living, which, of course, is on Country Club right next to NWTC. And you have an anniversary coming up, but first, tell us.
No, first.
45
first,
years.
First, pizza with pineapple, yes or no?
Yes.
Have you ever had a pizza with a cauliflower crust?
No.
Have you heard of it?
Yes.
Okay.
Sure. That... You're kind of tracking our poll. No, what it was? Yeah, you're kind of tracking our poll. All right.
No, pineapple on pizza is 60% no. Oh. Now it's 42% yes. So there you go.
Okay. All right.
Break that out first, Josh.
Yes. Okay, Josh. So what a great organization you have, and I'm quite familiar with it. Actually did the ribbon cutting on that, and you're celebrating your, 25th on that, 20th?
25-year anniversary of the Showcase Model Home over by NWTC. Yeah. I don't know if the Showcase Model Home is an adapted, accessible environment where people with disabilities can come in, they can check out different home modification designs. We have a bunch of different assistive technology pieces to help keep folks independent in the home that they can take with them, try it before they buy it so they can take those pieces home if they can remove it and check it out and try it before they make the expensive purchase of buying it. So, yeah, it's a great program.
So tell us about options. You had 45 years. You've really advanced a lot in the last 25, but tell us who you reach out to and what kind of things you can do for the community.
Yeah, so Options for Independent Living has been serving Brown County and 17 counties in northeastern Wisconsin for the past 45 years. We're coming up. We're excited to celebrate that. We do a lot of different things. So we were built on kind of the independent living movement, our advocacy backbone. So we do advocacy. We come alongside people with disabilities and help advocate for whether it be individual service changes or legislation changes to help improve their lives. We have a different assistive technology at the Showcase Model Home that we showcase. We do independent living skills training, so we're helping people remain independent in their home. Home modification assessment for accessibility. Transition services, so we help transition folks that are in institutional settings like skilled nursing facilities or even high school, help transition them back home into the community or into the real world.
Just survey after survey after survey, people want to be in their home.
Absolutely.
You know,
yeah.
It just hands down, and there's some great modifications that you can do as you get older, but yours is really more for people with disabilities. And I think sometimes when people think about disabilities, they think more about the walking, but you do stuff for the blind here. You check all the boxes, which I think is terrific. Talk a little bit about the blind, what we do for the impaired seeing.
Yeah, we do. We do things for, we serve any disability, any age, any income. So we have a lot of different assistive technology that we have as it relates to navigating through a computer if you have visual impairment or hearing impairment. We have a lot of different devices to assist with hearing impairment. So there's just, we serve any disability. So if you have something that you're working through or trying to navigate through, we'll be able to help you maintain your independence through that, which we talked about.
Right.
Is really
important.
You know, I was saying, you brought up a great point there, Jim, about everyone staying in their home. It's fine if they want to leave. It's like, I'm tired of going up those steps and that's fine. But when they don't want to leave and they're kind of forced to, and I dealt with some of this. My mother was in the exact same situation. Mm-hmm. She was disabled from a stroke, very, you know, and I don't want to say she was never as happy ever again. And I really and truly mean that. She missed her house so much. Oh, that she, you know what I mean? It's like that's, so when you guys can find a way to keep somebody like that in their home mm-hmm. by changing some other things, that is such a huge, important thing. It really and truly is. So I salute the hell out of you guys for doing this.
And like what Josh was talking about, and I'll let you talk, but some of those things aren't inexpensive, you know, especially like the stairs to get those chairs. But you lobby for some help for these people, for legislative help as well. And I think that's important.
Yeah, we do. And you're absolutely right. We've been doing a lot in the adaptive recreation space during COVID. You know, people want to get outside. And if you're a person with a disability or use a wheelchair, it can be really difficult to get out in the woods or get out on a trail. So we wrote some grants and we have several pieces of pretty cool adaptive recreation equipment that can get folks through the woods, on beaches.
Oh, there's some amazing things.
Yeah.
And one of the things that was kind of developed with veterans in mind, so right. many guys who lost their legs and, you know, things like that. And for hunting, they get these guys accessibility like they never thought they would ever have
that's
before.
Awesome.
Yeah. And that's a program that we own the equipment. So what we do is we allow people to use it free of charge for a couple weeks. And we have a trailer that we have that they can trailer the equipment in, but during hunting season, they're popular.
Wow.
And really any time of the year.
I mean, we're very blessed to have you right here in Green Bay and Brown mm-hmm. County, but 17 counties, that's mm-hmm. quite a reach.
Yeah. Yeah. We get as far north as we go up to Marinette counties, over to Wapaka, Washera counties, and then as far south as Sheboygan. So we have a pretty good reach. This is our main office, our only office. We have a lot of staff that are a lot of windshield time traveling throughout our service area.
Well, Josh, what if it's, you know, something that's more traumatic? You know, somebody gets a bad motorcycle accident, things like that. At what point do you guys step in and say, okay, you're kind of, maybe you're at this level now, but hopefully you're going to improve a little bit? How do you work through those kind of things?
So we work closely with their care managers.
Okay.
And we walk with them the whole process, because you're absolutely right. You may improve, or you,
exactly,
it's uncertain with something. Maybe, well,
and
like
the therapy,
a stroke,
that they like with so many of my amputee friends, mm-hmm, it's incredible, mm-hmm, from when it started to now, how much more,
right,
excessive, or how much more, you know, what more they can do. So that's what I'm saying. That's the question I'm asking there.
Yeah. Yeah, we can absolutely, we can walk with folks, as you know, through their disability journey. If there's something that occurs and they think this might be the outcome, and then they learn as they go and get treatment, different technologies, and they may learn that maybe they don't need as much assistance, but through the whole journey, we will walk with them and work with them through that process.
So Josh, in celebrating your 25 years in your model home, there's an open house coming up, or what are y'all doing in the community to celebrate that? And then I do want to get back to some of the other things that you offer, mm-hmm, outside the home, because I think a lot of people look at you as home improvement for people with disabilities.
Right.
But you,
right,
expanded that. But yeah, two things, right? You have an open house coming up, and then tell me about the outside.
June 13th from 4 to 7 p.m., we're having our open house and celebrating our 25-year anniversary at the Showcase Model Home, and then also approaching our 45 years of providing service to the community. And the open house really it's an opportunity for us to kind of look back and celebrate with the people, because it was the community really coming together and a lot of donated equipment, a lot of donated time to help build the Showcase Model Home. So celebrating that and looking back on the folks that helped make that possible, but then also inviting the community to check out the Showcase Model Home, take a tour, see what's possible in their home, or just planning for the future, or maybe for aging in your home. So that's from June 13th, 4 to 7 p.m.
All right. And I don't need to say this, but you need to invite the neighbors, because I remember they were very supportive, because it's different, right?
When
you get
absolutely
that into your neighborhood, it's like, well, you know, and they were very supportive. I just remember some of the meetings, and I think a lot of them are still there, because that's such a good neighborhood over there.
And the question I have then, if somebody doesn't, I mean, I didn't know about you guys until you started coming on the show, to be honest,
okay,
with you. How is the word, yeah, out there for people that, you know, might need this or could use this, but don't know about this? How does the word get out there?
Well, you can check out we have a great Facebook page, a very active Facebook page. Also, our website, www.optionsil.org. Or you can give us a call at 920-490-0500. So there's a lot of different ways to connect with us. But I think that's kind of something that we really focus on, is just getting our message out there that,
right,
we're here, because so often we hear, gosh, I wish I would have known about you,
right,
sooner.
That's what I meant.
Yeah. So we like to, you know, promote options, and this gives us a platform to come on and talk about what we do and some of the good work that we do, because it can, if you're planned ahead for it, it can really save some of the stress and things like that come with maybe a change or aging.
And I think sometimes people, and I know you ran...
and you say aging, though, but unfortunately there's a lot of young kids in wheelchairs and things like that as well. I mean, it's...
And you say you ran a nursing home before you did this, or assisted living... And I think some people, you read about these costs, and they're not inexpensive, but you offer help with that as well.
We do, yes. We do offer grant assistance. We do offer help. We do a work incentive benefits counseling as well. So we have many people that will come to us and say, gosh, I want to get back to work, but I'm afraid if I go back to work, how it's going to impact my benefits. So we will work with them, do an analysis to say, you know, this is how much you can work, or this is how it would impact your benefits.
And I would think sometimes people with disabilities may feel a little alone, whereas you have a lot of people that could maybe, you know, even talk to each other about, this is what I did, this is what worked. And
yeah, that's a great segue. The majority of our staff and board are people with lived experience,
right,
so people with disabilities. So it's a great opportunity to connect, because I think as you go through it, you can feel super alone, at least, you know, in my personal life experiences I have, and you can feel super alone. And then as you go, you connect with folks that have kind of been there, done that, worked through it. It can be very empowering.
Well, some of the things, though, too, even when I was dealing with some of my veterans that were, and one of it wasn't even war related or anything like that. He, elderly guy, but he got diabetes really bad and lost, mm-hmm, a leg because of it.
Right.
Well, he loved to, he was just a single guy, used to be a chef at different, I don't know, say chef, but you know, cooks. Favorite thing in the world was cooking. Okay. Now he's in a wheelchair, couldn't cook anymore because of the heights of his countertops. I mean, those are kind of people you look at and say, okay, let's adapt this, oh, right?
And options for independent living, you do that. You've got great kitchens.
We do, yes. We have we have a kitchen, a countertop showcase that it's motorized. So it goes up and down, so you could lower it to your height.
That cupboards is phenomenal. That go, isn't that,
think, you know, these guys, it's unbelievable what they have done.
He couldn't get to his cupboards anymore.
Sure.
Remember, I was over there one time, he was going to cook for me. John, could you grab me the spice? Could you grab me that? Could you grab me... You know what I mean? And he was just, and he was so frustrated by it and almost embarrassed. There's nothing to be embarrassed about.
Right.
And he says, yeah, but I could be throwing this together like you can't believe. And for you guys to give those people a whole different perspective on life, I salute the heck out of you guys.
That's great. Tell me, I just want to talk a little bit more about some of the other, I don't know, extracurricular, but things outside the home.
Yeah. So we do independent living skills training. So we have people that call us and they maybe, have a recent diagnosis, or they had an accident, or they were hospitalized and then returning to their home, but are feeling uncomfortable with kind of their skills or abilities, or maybe it's a family member. So we will go into their home and help train them, teach them. We'll build a goal care plan with them and work on their goals to promote their independence. And we can use our knowledge with accessibility and what we have at our showcase model home to help speed that process along.
See, I think what's cool about options for independent living is because people are afraid. You know, we think I got to move. I'm going to be in this. And there's still a little bit of a stigma with some nursing homes. I mean, they're much, much better. But, you know, the movies haven't helped. But to keep them in their home, that's pretty awesome what you do. I mean, like Johnny said, you know, I just salute you guys for all your work and 25 years at the model home. Yeah, we're going to get out there. And that's, again, that's coming up. That's June 13th from 4 to 7?
June 13th from 4 to 7.
Okay. Yeah, we'll see you out there. Then, of course, you got your website, phone. But, yeah, thanks for doing this.
I agree.
Thank you,
Josh. I mean, this is so important. And people from all 17 counties can come if they want.
Yes. We have invites out to all of them. All right. So hopefully we get them.
All right. Well, we're here in Appleton, Oshkosh, and Green Bay. So we'll get the word out there.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks for devoting your life to this. And I mean, you're changing people's lives. And
thank you.
That's awesome. Good stuff. All right, we got to set a quick break. Mind on the Mayor, back after this. They say it can't be won the way the game is run. But if you choose to stay, you wind up playing anyway. It's a game. Down on the
so don't forget. The Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest is still going on WGBW and WISS. This hour's keyword is TRIP, T-R-I-P, if you haven't done so already. Make sure and download the Civic Media app right away. And in the lower right-hand corner, text to win the word TRIP, T-R-I-P. Now back to Mino and the Mayor with John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here. And a good-looking Monday, but okay, so...
Did you text your word in? Are we eligible?
You cannot play.
We cannot play. We cannot play.
Tell him to ignore my...
No,
Did you text?
No.
I'm trying to find more about the times here.
What?
For the weather. I mean, with the way she was talking about how hard it was going to hit today. Brittany.
Yeah, I didn't...
I didn't know it was supposed to be that bad.
No.
Looks like about 2 o'clock it's going to hit hard. But actually, now here it's only saying 30%, 35%. I don't know. I just don't want to get caught when I'm out for my 4-mile walk. Don't laugh. I've been walking 4 miles.
That's awesome.
John, it says 60% on mine. Oh. And then it also says 10 p.m.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I walked 4 miles. I can prove it to you. I'll bring my pedometer. I really
did.
Will.
You go for a 4-mile walk, or was that just because of that concert you went to?
No. The last day I walked here downtown because it was like 10,000 steps. But I will say this. I must take shorter steps than the average person. Because it said how many steps should be how many miles. And I'm not quite there. You know what I mean? I don't think you have a long stride.
Okay. And that's the way it's calculated by the...
I know. But But it says how many steps. Like 5,000 steps should be, I think it's 2.5 miles. And for me, it's like 2, maybe.
But
I got to work on my stride.
But no, But you have more like ups and downs. That's how it calculates, right?
I don't know.
See, I put mine on because when my doctor says to turn it in, I just strap it to Milton because he's
You strap your pedometer to Milton?
Yeah, because he has more steps than I do.
Okay. Why do you chew on your fingernails while you try to talk into a microphone? I'm just curious. I've never seen that before. I've never seen a person chew their fingernails while talking on a microphone
like
live.
Like my mom, he pulls my hand away. It's like, yes. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. I don't know why I'm doing that.
I don't know why you do that, but I'd rather you not.
Has he always done that, or is that something new?
He's always kind of done it. I always used to pull his hand away, yeah, and I stopped doing that, and now he's going like this again.
I don't know why. I don't know why I'm doing that. All right, I'll stop. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you check your heart rate? Because I was told by my trainer that that's really important. I think it's, you take 220.
You mean while I'm walking? I could never figure that out. Where it's like, take something minus your age,
220.
Multiply it by something else.
No, you have to multiply just 220 minus your age, and then that's would be your max heart you should get to.
I used to have a was it on a watch? I think it was on a watch where you could just hit the button and it would say what your heart rate is. I don't have that right now. I don't have one of those.
I think you want that. Couple reasons. One is, I think when you're walking, you want to get your heart rate up to something, right?
Well, my heart rate goes up anywhere I walk.
When I stand up, my heart rate jumps.
Here's the coffee machine. It goes up. I know what you're saying, but yeah. It's almost like, here's the deal. Here's what I don't want to do, though. Let me tell you this, okay? I don't want it to get where it's too scientific and I must do this, I must do that.
Yeah.
I would rather just walk. At least I'm out there, I'm walking.
I'll give you that.
I don't want to have to hit a goal and do. Then it's a workout.
Yeah.
And workouts, you know what I mean?
I hate them.
Okay, thank you.
I mean, but I was.
I'm just saying psychologically.
I was on that rowing machine and that, you know, and then it gets your heart rate up. And I'm not kidding. I get lightheaded. That's like, I think I'm in the danger zone, but
you seem a little lightheaded here some days. We got to get Mark. When Mark Houston's on, we got to talk to him about that. If people should look at their heart rate when they work out, if that really matters. But I've gotten to that point in my life where it's just like, just do something.
Right.
Just do something.
Right.
You know, you don't have to follow a chart. You don't have to whatever. Just do something. So that's how I look at it.
That's what diet, that calorie counter, my brother did that. And just every time he had something, he pulled out his little calculator. And I'm like, I'm not doing that.
And that's the one thing on my little pedometer. It does say how many calories.
Really?
I skip over that. I literally don't want to see it because it's so discouraging how few calories
I know.
You burn.
It's depressing.
It's literally depressing. It's like you walk
not
for an hour.
I know.
160 calories.
And you said
you could have
and
that
a Big
in,
Mac is,
in what?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. No, I know.
I had to play this song because Jim said that he gets lightheaded and gets in the danger zone. So.
Yeah, that's where I was Friday, I'll tell you that.
I could see you as a fighter pilot.
I got off that machine and I'm like, whoa. But you got to, I don't know, how many miles?
I haven't used a rowing machine in 20 years.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even imagine.
I can't even imagine. I've never seen one anymore.
Oh, no. This trainer, and he's been on here. You know, at Western, they got a ton of equipment. I mean, some of that stuff is like, how do you look at it? You think, how the hell does anybody use that? But that's part of the training. He said if he had to pick one piece of equipment, and this guy's in great shape, out of the whole, I don't know how many pieces of equipment they have there. Even they, of course, they got the free weights too. He would pick the rowing machine.
I believe it. It just don't seem.
But they got a fan on those things now. So
that'd be cool.
Pull the fan.
Oh, I'd like that.
Yeah,
but I don't.
Once it stops, you could die.
Okay, can I just say this?
Did you say you could die?
Yeah.
If the fan stopped.
Well, you just you're doing that. It's like, come on, faster, because you want to beat your time from.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
last
what
time.
I mean. I don't want to get that way.
It's
but
no
here,
fun.
I don't need that. I don't need
that. Of course
that.
Not, John. Look at you.
Why don't I need that? You know why? Because with my boat, I'm going to be rowing.
There you go.
I'm going to be rowing my boat. I am, Jim.
That,
I
you
vow
know what?
I will have a fiberglass boat, and I will catch some amazing brookout this summer in the UP, and I'll bring them back, and I'll let you cook them.
Yeah.
Are you good? Brook trout?
I don't know about fish. I'd like grilled the salmon, but I don't know how to grill a good fish cooker or whatever they call
Can
it.
Can you gut them?
Can no,
you clean them?
Well, I'll gut them. But then
bet.
You got to fillet
them. I want
those
things come over. You can take all the bones out, right?
Well, the way my dad used to do it, he used to like fillet them with, once it's already cooking, we'd fry all our fish in butter, okay?
On the stove?
Yeah.
In butter?
Yes. Hmm. In a frying pan. But then when it's softened up, then you could take the bone right off the whole thing. Grab one piece of it and it comes out real nice once the flesh is softer.
That's pretty smart.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't do that? Have you ever tasted brook trout?
I will take
brook trout over walleye, over perch, over anything. I will take native brook trout.
I don't buy fish with bones, so I don't know. No, I've never done that.
Well, no. I mean, if you go to the store, you don't. But if you cook them, they're going to have bones. You got to get the bones out of them. What?
I cook it. I go to the store and then I cook it. What do you mean?
Didn't you ever eat fresh fish? Growing up on Lake Michigan, you didn't eat fresh fish?
Bullhead.
Oh, my God.
Did you ever eat the tail?
Absolutely. I was
crunchy,
tail.
Right?
Crunchy. Really absolutely. Good. Yeah. No question. No question.
Jim, tail? Oh, yeah. All the time. All the time, you guys. I want to be part of the gang. Yeah, I did. I did, man. I did. I got to start fitting in. I've been kind of sitting out here
fried
myself all morning.
Fried brook trout tail is unbelievably
it's
delicious.
It's the best. Freaking awesome.
It's the best, Jerry. It's the best. All right.
I got to go.
We got to send our quick break. Back after this.